Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey love, welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. So let me ask you, have you ever felt like you're just truly not good enough? No matter what you do, how hard you try, maybe you constantly second-guess yourself. Or you look at the other people and think, wow, they're so confident. I could never be like that. Girl, I get it. I used to think confidence was something you were born with, that some people just had it and some just didn't. But let me tell you a secret. Confidence isn't something you have. It's something you build. And today we're going deep into why self-doubt holds you back, why confidence feels so out of reach, and most importantly, how to build the kind of unshakable confidence that makes you feel unstoppable. So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's talk about it. What is self-doubt and where does it come from? Okay, so let's break this down. What actually is self-doubt? Self-doubt is a little voice inside your head that tells you these negative things like you're not good enough, you don't have what it takes, what if you fail? And this little voice, it's loud. It can make you hesitate, shrink yourself, and even give up on things you know you want. Here's the thing. Self-doubt isn't your fault. It's something we learn. Maybe growing up, you were criticized a lot. Maybe you failed at something once, and now your brain tells you, never try that again. Maybe you're constantly comparing yourself to other people on social media, looking at their highlight reels, and comparing your day-to-day life to it. But guess what? Self-doubt is just a habit. That means that we can change it. So let's talk about why confidence feels so out of reach and how we can start shifting that today. Have you ever looked at someone super confident and thought, man, I wish I could be like that, but that's just not me? That's because we've been fed a lot of lies about confidence. So let's clear some up real quick. Myth number one, confidence equals arrogance. Nope. Confidence isn't about thinking you're better than others. It's about trusting yourself and knowing your worth. Myth number two, you have to feel confident first. Actually, confidence comes from action, not the other way around. You don't wait to feel confident before doing something. You do it scared, and that's how the confidence is built. Myth number three, some people are just naturally confident. No one is born confident, girl. Every confident person you admire built their confidence through experience, and you can do the same. Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. So now let's talk about how. All right, here's where it gets good. The five steps to go from self-doubt to self-worth. Step number one, rewire your self-talk and your inner narrative. Pay attention to how you speak to yourself. Would you talk to your best friend or your daughter the way you talk to yourself? If not, change the script. Replace the I'm not good enough with I am capable and learning every day. Step number two, stop seeking external validation and start approving of yourself. Confidence isn't about waiting for others to tell you you're good enough. It's about deciding for yourself that you already are. Ask yourself, what if I gave myself the approval I've been waiting for? I promise you, when you start to realize it and see it from that point of view, it all shifts. Step number 3, take action before you feel ready. Confidence isn't built by thinking about doing something. It's built by actually doing it. So start small, speak up in that meeting, post that content, take the first step. Every action builds proof that you can do it. Step number 4, celebrate small wins and build evidence of your confidence. So every time you do something slightly outside of your comfort zone, celebrate it. Confidence is a muscle. The more you flex it, the stronger it gets. When you notice you're doing those little things outside of your comfort zone, it doesn't have to be big. But when it's little, you need to celebrate it because that's still a step forward. Okay, step number 5, embody the confident version of you every single day. Ask yourself, what would the most confident version of me do today? Then do it. Confidence isn't a destination. It's a daily choice to grow in that area of your life. I used to struggle with self-doubt so bad. I'd stay quiet in conversations. I wouldn't advocate for myself. I would hold back on my dreams, my passions, and constantly worry about what people thought of me. All the time. It was so draining. But the moment that I started showing up, even when I was scared, even when I didn't feel ready, that's when everything changed. I did not feel ready. For example, when I went to my job now, the interview for it, I was terrified. It was a field I'd never been in before, and I didn't feel ready. It was completely out of my comfort zone. I would have to learn everything brand new and come in with a bunch of knowledgeable people. So I was terrified. But by stepping outside of my comfort zone and doing that, it pushed me into this complete new career that I love, and I love who I work with. If I wouldn't have gotten out of my comfort zone to do that, I would still be where I was. So noticing that I had to push myself out of my comfort zone, and that's where the magic happened, that was huge for me. So if you take one thing from today's episode, let it be this. Confidence is already inside you. It's just waiting for you to claim it and act on it. All right, love, that's a wrap for today's episode. If this resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and own your confidence, girlfriend.